All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Power Rangers. Now, this time we're only going to do 30 minutes of Power Rangers like we do with our other comics, because, you know, it's only fair that we do 30 minutes of everything. So, all right, let's get started. Chapter 9. Go, go, come on, hurry! You think maybe we lost them? I think that's what they want us to think. We're going the wrong way. There is no wrong way. There's just a way. There you are. Were you followed? Not sure. Were you? Everyone, I think we're fine. Stop right there. Never mind. In the name of Lord Drakon, you are under arrest for crimes against the state. Drop your weapons and come with us. Any resistance will be met with swift punishment. I know that voice. Mark Curtis, you slimy little fascist turncoat. I'm not actually with her. I am. Boys, that sounds like resistance to me. Weapons hot. On my order. Gah! Ah! What the? Go! No, it's her! Run! What a waste. Those were perfectly good arrows. Excuse me. Those were three perfectly good arrows. You guys are lucky I was tailing that recon unit. Come on, stay low and quiet. We need to get you out of the city. Miss Hart, you were always my favorite student. Nice shot, though. I was just about to take them. Take them to what? Lunch? She saved our lives, Bulky. Just say thank you. Thank you. Don't sweat it, Bulky. Trust me. There are plenty of fighting days ahead. Ooh, I wonder what that's all about. Angel Grove, arrival date, plus 27. Dad, another business trip? You're gonna end up owning the airline. Didn't you just get back? Yeah, no, it's not a business trip this time, Kimmy. I'm actually moving out. What? But things are better. I mean, you guys haven't been arguing, you know, as much. We thought if we stopped talking, we'd stop fighting. Turns out, you just get more creative. I'm sorry, kiddo, but your mother... Your mother's a horrible person because she's concerned about your future, Kimmy. And you think our breaking up is what's best for our daughter? No, Roger, I don't. Guys, please. But I think us staying together is worse. Billy! Billy! If you jump out and scare me, I will not feel bad about breaking your glasses. Trini! Hey! I'm up here. Alpha said you've been hanging out here a lot lately. Though he failed to mention it was so high and precarious. You're not trying to hotwire your Zord again, are you? No, now that I'm staying with the team, I've been thinking about how Zordon said the more time we spend with our Zords, the more they can sorta rewire our brains, remember? So I thought, if I studied in my Zord while morphed, maybe I'll make me both a better Ranger and a better student. Yeah, I'm not sure it works that way. I think it's all just battle instincts and stuff. I know, you're probably right. But what if it works? You summon me, your royal evilness? Yes, Goldar, I have witnessed something. A darkness, a familiar energy has arrived from somewhere. Take a legion of putties down to the planet and seek it out. If you can somehow manage, bring it back to me. If not, well, of course, I will not fail you. Yes, Goldar, I'm afraid you will. I'm counting on it. Z-Man, yo, where you at? Trini, just checking in. Jason, you okay, man? Haven't heard from you in a bit. Billy, hey, Matt, it's Billy. Everything okay? Kimmy, missed you. Miss you. Kimmy, you at school? Kimmy, here if you want to talk. Z-Man, crazy EDM show tonight. Need a wingman. Let's go. Billy, need help catching up on homework? Jason, hey man, we're at the juice bar if you want to come by. Trini, worried about you, Maddie. Rangers, Alpha has detected an unusual energy signature outside the city. We need you to investigate immediately. Roger that, Zordon. It's morphin' time! Let's go, ready to rock. Choo-choo, sorry. Alright, spread out, if we're lucky. Oh, but you're not. Perhaps this time I finally hold the upper hand, Rangers. Putties, attack! Hey, do you guys ever wonder what happens to these things when we destroy them? They go to putty heaven, Trini. Goldar, this is pointless. What are you even doing here?
My business is none of your concern, Red Ranger.
Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
You believing you could ever defeat me?
And thanks for proving my point. You know, these putties are like fat-free bad guys. All the violence, none of the guilt. Nice shot. That wasn't me.
Chomp!
No, that was me. Look at this. I'm in town for 2 minutes and I get a big old super violent surprise party. It's enough to make a girl blush.
Zordon, did you send backup?
Capes, that's what we've been missing. Am I being replaced? That must be the energy signature Alpha detected.
Oh, another ranger! So my Empress has sent me to find you. And destroy you!
Some things never change.
Boom, 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 boom!
Next? Should we maybe be helping? Whoever she is, I don't think she needs it. I don't know about you, but I'm in love. You may have bested my putties, but it's always the same. The bigger the sword, the smaller the brain.
We'll meet again, Ranger. I promise you.
So on behalf of everyone, I'd just like to say, wow. Nice color choice, by the way. Excuse me, but did someone named Zordon send you?
No, he didn't.
Oh man, not friendly, not friendly!
Whoa,
not a smart move. You're smaller than I remember. Slower too, and no teamwork? Zack, watch out! Are you all just waiting your turn? Not exactly.
Ah! Foosh! Oomph!
How a group so completely disorganized defeated my lord is impossible. Kimberly, out of respect for all we've been through, I'm offering you a deal. Return my master unharmed, and I will spare you. Or should I say, I will spare me. Oh my god! Who let you go outside with that haircut? I used to make jokes in the face of certain death too. Usually the dumber the joke, the better the distraction. Shakal! Ah! Fine. I'll just kill you all and take Lord Drakon back myself. Who's Lord Drakon? Sounds French. So, who are you supposed to be, exactly? Punk rock Kimberly? Wait, there are only 5 of you. Where's... I'm in the wrong year. Stop her! How exactly? Man, she's fast. Someone cut her off. Guys, she's gonna shoot something. That can't be good. Ping, ping, ping. Kaboom! Everybody, get down. Well, that could have gone better. So which one of us gets to tell the big blue bald guy we screwed up? Thankfully, no one was injured, Zordon, but the ranger escaped. They always run. Just once, could someone stay and finish a fight? So is this Rita's new plan, make older putty copies of us all? Yeah, there's no way that was future me, right?
Alpha and I have been monitoring a series of fluctuations in the time stream. Something is transpiring beyond even my own understanding. It's possible this new ranger lies at the center of it.
Wait, hold on, so that wasn't some putty wearing my face? That was actually me? We don't know that. The theory of infinite dimensions posits we all have potential futures. Billy, not helping. This is beyond crazy.
Rangers, I stress caution. We do not possess enough information to discern what's going on, where this ranger came from, or what they want. So until we do, stay vigilant and be ready for anything.
Look, I know today sucked for you, but we'll get through this, I promise. My dad moved out. Oh, Kim, I'm so sorry. I didn't... You know, when I was 7, there was this major gymnastic competition. My trainer didn't want me to enter. My parents didn't want me to go. But I did it anyway. And you know what? I medaled. Third place, rather. Single coolest moment ever. And then on the ride home, my parents got into a huge fight over what freeway to use. I cried myself to sleep that night and thought... One day when I have kids, I'm never going to be like my parents. I'm never going to act like that. and you won't end up like them. I know it. See, that's the problem, though, Trini. We both just met what I end up like. And it's so much worse.
I have failed you once again, my Empress. I humbly beg your forgiveness. There was...
a new Ranger. Yes, I know. And it would seem this one hates the Power Rangers almost as much as I do. How interesting. What would you have us do? Track them down and bend them to your will?
Offer them wealth and power to join us?
You will do absolutely nothing. Excellent idea, Your Evilness. I was just going to say, do nothing.
Brilliant.
Hey, Mom, can I eat this lunch meat, or is it for actual lunch? Mom? I'm not taking no answer as a go-ahead. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Scott. This is Tracy from Dr. Norton's office. I'm calling because we need to schedule another round of tests for you as soon as possible. Is Wednesday morning a possibility?
Gulp.
Tess? Is this Sam Scott? Yes, this is absolutely Sam Scott. I'm sorry. I just... go on.
So you just weren't gonna tell me?
How'd you find out? Dr. Norton's office called to schedule more tests. Dad, how long have you...
It's nothing, Jason.
As soon as possible isn't nothing. Does Mom...
Do I stick my nose in your business? Do I ask where you go at all hours or who you hang out with?
No, I respect your privacy, and I expect a little of the same.
Now you're not going to say a word to anyone about this, especially your mother. Do you understand me, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Good. When you grow up, you'll learn. If you love someone, you don't burden them with your problems.
Outside Angel Grove. You probably can't hear me, but I'm too early. Years too early. He's not here. The signal's too weak. You'll never hear me. I don't even know what I'm doing. I thought you wanted to destroy the Power Rangers. Or is that just wishful thinking?
Wow, Rita Repulsa.
I knew you'd find me eventually. You come to try and finish what your Golden Boy started? Please, Goldar was just to see if you were worth my time. But I had no idea you'd be so entertaining. Then why are you here? To offer my assistance, of course. Your friend here is very intimidating. But it takes a lot of power to traverse space and time. Perhaps it could use a jump start.
Looks like a friggin' Gundam almost.
Chapter 10. How's Zone 1? All clear, though Rita seems slightly shorter today. Zone 2? Recon is reconning. I've got... four trunks, peacekeeper formation. Zone three's active. Two kitties on contraband. Zone 5 is very secure.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that in the report. Trini gets upset.
Oh, excuse me. Zone 5 is very secure. Why don't we have a zone 4 again?
Drekon blew it up.
And zone 6? Looks like they've doubled the putties on the east wall and flooded the moat again.
Man, you know, I used to hate that place. Now I'd give just about anything to go back to high school.
Yeah, I used to think life was tough, but I didn't know what problems were. Remember that awful lunch we had every day?
God, I love whatever those chicken nuggets were. Terrorizing freshmen, sleeping through the tension.
Long hair, bright clothes, hanging at Ernie's. You know what I miss the most, though? Mr. Todd's history class. You slept through that one, too, did you? You kidding? I love that stuff. The Crimean War. Barton Mitchell. It was the best.
Really?
Wow. I never would have guessed.
Crazy. You were a history buff pretending to be a big dumb bully.
And you were a spoiled valley girl who was actually a Power Ranger. Weren't secret lives fun?
Hey, Kim, hold up for a second. Look, I know it's a little late, but thank you.
For all the times you probably saved the world and no one knew about it. I'm guessing it was a bunch.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it when it mattered.
Hey, don't do that. Come on, back in school I would have given anything to be a Power Ranger, have superpowers and a secret identity, and drive around a big metal lizard.
Sure, the world had to go to hell for me to finally team up with the Pink Ranger, but I'm here.
And you're here, and I'm telling you, we're never gonna stop fighting. Angel Grove High School, now. Well, look who's on the menu. What was our score again? You talked to Kim today? How's she doing? About as well as anyone who was almost killed by themselves. Hey, Bulk, maybe we lay off Billy for once. Is it my fault he makes it so easy? I was doing some research, and there are 11 different theories suggesting the other Kimberly isn't actually Kimberly. One even posits she's simply a physical manifestation of Kim's fear of aging. Remember when all we used to talk about was what Ernie's monthly mystery shake would be?
Buddy, if we don't challenge him...
Anyway, have you started on that reading for...
Who will?
Whoa! Fwump. Billy, how did you... Did you just... Hey, Bulk! Catch!
Ugh! Splash!
How many points is that?
Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe the whole mental training thing is starting to pay off. Alright, look, that's enough. I've tried to be supportive and sympathetic, but you don't get to go all texting catatonic on me forever. Maybe with everybody else, but not your girlfriend. So if I have to slam your head into this locker to get you to talk to me, I'm gonna do it. Don't test me. You know you're kinda hot when you're violent. You're not flirting your way out of this one, Matthew, I think. We all have crazy stuff going on, stuff we can't tell everyone, but that's what I need you for, and I hope you feel the same. Kimmy, look, I'm not talking to you guys because I'm mad. It's because I think that maybe I'm special. I know this all sounds crazy, but ever since I got back, I've been trying to figure out what's been going on in Angel Grove. It took me a minute, but I finally came to the conclusion that the Power Rangers and my abduction are connected.
Really?
Huh. It's why I went radio silent, to the whole group, actually. I'm trying to protect you, to protect all of you, actually. I'm involved in all of this in some way. I have no idea why that is. But the Power Rangers do. Okay, let's take a step back here. Is it possible, maybe, just maybe, that you've been extremely unlucky? Sure, maybe, but maybe not. Kim, I don't expect you to believe me. I don't expect anyone to. But I have to figure this out my way. And if that means tracking down the Rangers, then that's what I have to do. I think he's dying, Zordon. My dad won't tell me anything, as usual. But something's very wrong.
You have my sympathies, Jason. I'm sorry.
Zordon, I'm here because I'm wondering if maybe there's something we can do. I mean, we have all this stuff, right? Artificial intelligence and robots and transporters and tech I don't even understand. You yourself, you cheated death.
It's not that simple. Despite how it appears, my powers have limitations.
I know, we have rules and I shouldn't be asking. It's selfish and I'm sorry. My dad can be a difficult man, but he's still my dad. So seeing as how I've saved the world a few times, maybe we can make an exception just this once?
I've lived a very long time, Jason. I've watched many I love pass away, more than I care to count. I've witnessed the innocent die, and even sent those in my charge to their end. So believe me when I say, if I could do anything within my power to spare you from this loss, I would. But I am a sage. I chose to watch over this planet so that it may someday achieve the pinnacle of its potential. But it must do so naturally. No matter the cost, because of the cost. If I simply handed over all the things you listed, what do you think humanity would do with it? Knowledge earned is knowledge respected. I protect mankind not only from those evils in the corners of space, but also from themselves. I try to do what's best for you, even when it pains me to do so.
Hey, Violet, I didn't say it before, but, Zach, I'm kind of trying to pay attention. I know, I just wanted to apologize for ghosting on you at homecoming to chase my friend who was actually a shape-shifting alien monster. Now that I say it out loud, that feels like a decent excuse. It's fine, and no, you don't have to make it up to me. Right, but what if I wanted to?
Trini, did your doot 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 doot?
Yeah, this is bad news. Miss Kwan, is there something so important that you feel the need to check your phone in the middle of my class? There happens to be a big angry robot attacking downtown. Does that count? So, Mr. Beasley, seems like we should probably hurry up and get evacuating, right? Who's with me?
Sit down, Mr. Taylor. No one is going anywhere. Principal Kaplan has instituted the new Power Ranger protocol, which means we're on lockdown.
Power Ranger protocol? Seems like an unfair name. Jason and Kim just texted. They're locked in, too.
Guys, seriously, how are we going to get out of here?
You take the south entrance. I'll cover the west. No one in or out.
Great. I'm trapped. Terrific. Well, desperate times.
Ew, 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 ew. That's kind of a felony, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Mr. Beasley, if there's actually a fire, standard fire code states...
Thank you, Mr. Cranson. Everyone on your feet, please.
Thank God for little miracles.
Affirmative. All right, quick and quiet. It's morphin' time! Dinosaur power!
Ah, there you are. I was wondering how many buildings a girl had to knock over to get some attention.
Just like last time, Rangers.
Billy.
Wow, he's got parts of so many different freaking... Like, that's the Thunder Rangers. And... Of course, that's the Tiger Zord, and there's so much other stuff here that I'm not aware of.
Already on it! Activate Horn Chains! Rangers, let me introduce you to the Grave Zord. It was fashioned from the remnants of Zords that fell in battle.
Oh no! I can't control! Watch out! Ah!
We thought about just repairing them, but I think it's quite the upgrade. What do you think?
We need Megazord power now!
Roger that. Coming in. You know, if you're all looking to survive today, you're really gonna need to learn some new tricks.
Clank!
Jason! How about you try this one on for size?
Freeze Blast!
I've seen all these before, Zach. I've done them.
Zordon, so this thing is big, fast, and won't let us form the Megazord.
We could really use some super secret tips right about now.
Ay, ay, ay! Zordon, its power output is off the scale!
Rangers, if that is indeed crafted from Zords, there may be a weakness in...
Now, Zordon, no cheating. Nice to see my power coin still works. Hey, Alpha, long time.
What? But how are you...
Controlling the Grave Zord? Remote control and a bunch of pre-programmed AI. Those kids are nothing if not predictable.
But you're a Power Ranger. Why are you doing this?
Maybe I just want to see how many wires I can yank out of you before you beg me to stop.
Empress, the Power Rangers have engaged another Zord.
Yes, Goldar, I'm the one who powered it.
Then make me grow. Let me join the fight, and I will aid this creature in the Ranger's destruction.
Oh, if I wanted you dead, I would gladly send you down to help.
Thank you, my queen.
Finster, Babu, Squawk, get in here now!
Yes, my mistress?
You called your rottenness? I live to serve.
The Rangers and this new challenger are locked in combat. One will eventually be victorious, and whoever that is, I want to have a surprise ready and waiting.
Whoosh!
Zach, did you hear that? I think something happened to Zordon.
Kind of trying not to get barbecued here, Kimmy.
But what if all this is just a distraction? What if Kim's right? That thing could have destroyed any one of us by now. Something's wrong.
Kim, go now!
But if you need the Megazord, Zordon's more important.
Go!
Before it's too late.
Everybody, get back. You cannot go through this way. Get to safety now!
I just need to get through.
Do you not see that? Get out of here now!
Kid, stop! Get back here!
Don't worry, I'll be fine. Trust me.
Where did he go? He's probably just trying to get a selfie. You check that way. Pray we find him before he does something stupid. This thing's gotten awfully quiet. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Maybe if we ran away from the city, it would follow. Matthew? Why would it follow Matthew? No, guys! Matt is standing on the roof across the street waving at me. Hey, it's me! What does he think? Look out! Kaboom! Trini! Oh God, Matthew, run, man, run! Oh no, that's the nice thing about you robots. Slam! You can take so much more damage than a normal person. Zordon! Zordon can't help you, Alpha. That quantum field disruptor is stretching his brain like a rubber band. However, if you give me access to the subspectrum long-range communication array, I'll leave you both in peace. What do you say? I say, aye. I had a feeling that's what you'd say. Hey, Kimberly, you take your hands off my robot. Wow, this is really heating up. Chapter 11. Somewhere. Boys, what's the point of all the armor if it doesn't even stop my arrows? Wham! Maybe they just like being noisy and slow. Bulk, check the perimeter. If there are any more, we might have to evacuate the field hospital. On it, Kimberino! Doc, that trunk recon may have relayed this location. How much time do you need to move? Oh my God! Matthew! They told me you were dead! How did... Hey, Kimmy. Long time no talk. Love the hair. How bad is he? I've done what I can to stabilize him, but this is what happens when you try to fight off an entire sentry team all by yourself. They found the school. Wasn't trying to be a hero, but... Matt, you're gonna be okay. I'm getting you out of here, and we're gonna talk. I mean, really talk. I'm not going anywhere. Kim, we got a dozen incoming. We gotta go now. Okay, Doc, I need you to designate those. We can move immediately. Bulk, help me with Matt. What, Matthew? No. I'm sorry, his injuries were just too severe. Kimmy, I'm sorry, but you can grieve later. We seriously gotta move these people now, or they're gonna be next. Hey, Kim, you ain't said much in the last hour. Do you wanna maybe talk, or... I need you to take the wounded south to Trini at Sire's Mill. She'll take care of them. Okay, but where are you going? He's taken Jason and Billy and now Matt. I'm not going to let him take anyone else. I'm going to go kill Drakken. Or die trying. Now. I don't know what you're doing to Zordon, but if you... Oh, please, honey. You don't care about Zordon. You think he's arrogant, condescending, and literally looking down at you all the time. And Alpha, with his constant whining, crack! I did you a favor. I have to admit, I'm glad you're the one who saw through my little distraction. I always knew I was the smartest. Krishk! Speaking of which, I should probably check in and see who's left alive. Hey, you! Yeah, you, up there! What are you doing? Trying to get smushed? Giant robot war zone. Get out of here. No, sorry. This was the only way I could... Kaboom! Oh, boy. Matthew? Hi. Run. Get clear. Now. Okay. Good old Jason. You can always be counted on to leap. Kachunk! Before you look. Now, let's pry you out of there. Jason, Trini, that thing just... What are we gonna do? I don't know, but whatever we do, we have to do it fast. Come on, I've got more backbone than that. No, Kimberly, I'm warning you. Stop this right now or I'll be forced to stop you. Oh, yeah? How you gonna do that, Tin Man? Like this, maybe. Click! No! Snap! Kaboom! I'm me. Jason, can you hear me? We're almost there. Just hold on. What was that? Billy, can you see Jason? Is he okay? My sensors are offline. Zach, can you see anything? I'm upside down, so no. Guys, I'm a little dizzy, but I'm all right. Thank God. Guys, I think we won, but does anyone know how? Your evilness, your evilness! Bigger claws, maybe? My queen, it's over! The Rangers were victorious! Barely, that fight was extremely anticlimactic! But the Rangers are hurt, my empress! Then now may be the perfect time to strike. Is your work finished, Finster? Art is never finished, my queen. Only abandoned. Then by all means, continue. I wouldn't want to rush perfection. Whoa, Kim, you beat Ninja Robin Hood all by yourself? Way to go, girl. How long has she been like this? A while. You're dead. You're ghosts. This is all wrong. I watched myself try to kill you, and I... Kim, look at me. You're okay now. No one's gonna hurt you. Tell me what happened. I was trapped in a nightmare, doing things, and I couldn't stop myself. I'm so sorry. You guys buying this? You mean, is it like a Jekyll and Hyde situation? I don't know. Seems pretty genuine to me.
I've seen mental manipulation like this before, Kimberly. I'm not certain how, but its hold on you is broken.
I still did it.
Zordon, perhaps if we knew more about where she's from and what happened. No. Until we're certain which reality this Kimberly is from, she must not speak of the future to anyone. Not even to me.
Seriously, you went down there? Dude, running into an alien war zone is potentially the dumbest thing you've ever done. And I once saw you hit yourself in the head with a brick.
Really? How'd he do that?
Guys, you're kind of missing the point here. Not only did the giant robot not crush me, it said my name.
I'm telling you, I'm involved in this. Now, I stayed around for the fight and saw where that thing shrunk down. I say we go back, stake the place out, and...
Dude, listen to yourself. You're not a superhero. Zack's right. We want to help you figure this out, but no more Death Wish stuff, okay? Promise me.
Fine, I promise.
I won't do anything crazy without checking with you first.
So you're fixing your Swiss Army bow. You're not planning on fighting me again, right?
No, but you never know when you might need it.
Is that why you're here? You're making sure I haven't snapped?
Look, I'm sure the planet's gonna turn to cotton candy or something if I ask, but do our parents get back together? You don't have to say. Maybe just give me a hint or a percentage.
Pretty sure I've done enough damage already.
Right. No, I get it. I had to try though, right? I guess I'll just hit the juice bar and down triple chocolate shakes until I can't think.
Now there's an idea.
Interested in some company? It's so much smaller than I remember. And has it always smelled like coconut?
Pretty much.
You're sure I fit in okay? I feel like I'm hosting a bake sale.
Yeah, sorry. Mom doesn't have the best fashion sense.
Move over, losers. You're too young to kill zombies. You'd be undead by day two.
Hey, Balky.
Do I know you?
I'm Kim's older, meaner, and angrier cousin, Sally, and I've heard all about you.
Bring it in, Magellan.
What was that?
I just got a thing for history buffs, I guess.
Now come on.
Let's have a little fun.
So Zordon signed off on this?
Not exactly.
Dude, relax.
We're in a juice bar. What's the worst that can happen?
We all accidentally have some fun for a change?
7 milkshakes in 1 hour.
You are my hero.
You really want something else?
Do you have any chunky peanut butter?
I like a challenge. Let me check.
Oh God, I haven't had this much fun in forever. My cheeks hurt from smiling, but you... How are you not having a good time?
Just got a lot on my mind, I guess.
Kim, as the evil future version of yourself, trust me. Your life will never be short on problems. Which is why you have to... find time to enjoy these stupid in-between moments. Hanging out with your friends here, dating, and yeah, even high school. I know it's hard when you're constantly facing life and death, but all that trivial stuff is what you're fighting for.
so cherish it for as long as you can. So apparently I'm missing the party? Matt, you made it. Where have you been? Practice ran late. I'm sorry. Who's this? Matt, this is my cousin Sally. She's visiting. It was kind of short notice. Sally, this is my boyfriend Matthew. This is crazy. You two could be sisters. It's nice to meet you, Sally. I have to... Will you excuse me? Did I freak her out? No. She's just a little jet-lagged. She's had a really long trip. Pull it together. It's not a ghost. It's just a second chance. My Ranger Slayer. My Ranger Slayer. There you are. I've been searching for you. Lord Drakon. You're alive. Finster 5 sent me on a mission to save you, and... Yes, I know. We tracked your message. The Rangers of this time are foolish. It was my intention to use their trust to find a way to return to your side and aid in... That won't be possible. Not yet, anyway. Events have occurred that have changed things. My lord, we've embarked on the Great Campaign. Rangers continue to fall to our forces. I'm closer than ever to being able to access the Morphin Grid itself. When I do, I'll be powerful enough to return you to your place by my side. Congratulations are in order, my lord. I killed him. That world's imposter. I drove that wretched white tiger saber through his back and I watched him die. I'm sorry, my lord, but was that wise? It could have unexpected consequences. In all our time together, you've never once questioned a command or my decisions. Where's your bow? So your mind is clear again. Disappointing. I suppose this truly will be the last time we see each other. No, I'm going to return, and I'm going to kill you. You honestly think I'd leave you alive if you could have even the slightest effect on my plans? There's nothing you can do to change things. You sure about that? Goodbye, Kimberly. I will miss you. Alpha, I'm teleporting over to see how the Zord repairs are progressing. Hey, old Kim, you're morphed and working. What are you up to? Can I help? It's nothing, Billy. I got it. Thanks. Sorry, I shouldn't have called you old. It should be like medium Kim or Sally or... Did Alpha give you access to his personal archives? I'm helping him track someone down. I tell you, but with Zordon and the whole revealing the future thing, you know? Of course. You don't have to tell me, but it'll be a lot easier from the main control room. I made some... Billy, why did you have to come in here, huh? Why do you have to be so damn helpful? I didn't want to hurt you. I really didn't. But I can't let him win. I'm not going to watch my friends die again. Especially you, Billy. But if I do this right, you'll never even know what I've done. That sounds like a good spot. Chapter 12. Now, we're only supposed to read till issue 20. Yeah, I know we're dealing with Lord Drakon a little bit, but this is all prequel to the Rise of Drakon saga. I know that sounds bizarre, but according to the reading order that I have here, we start with 20 issues of Go-Go Power Rangers, and then there's one more issue, I think, Forever Rangers. And then after that, we go immediately into the Rise of Drakon. So all this stuff is prequel. It's stuff that's happening in the past, but it's before the Green Ranger joined. So, yeah, it's important that we start here. There's just a lot of different things going on in this Power Rangers timeline that is completely parallel to the original Power Rangers. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. It went on a little longer because I did want to finish an issue. I didn't want to drop in the middle of one. But we'll see you guys back here next week with another exciting issue of Power Rangers. Now, the Power Rangers Humble Bundle is over, unfortunately, but you can always pick these up at Boom Comics or your favorite... You know, comic retailer. There's all kinds of different places you can get it. Physicals, they're on Amazon. Of course, if you've got, what is it, Comixology or other similar ones. I think Kubo, stuff like that. So, yeah, check them out. Definitely,
you know, get your Ranger fixed whenever you want. You don't have to wait for me. But I appreciate all those who do. And I also ask that you like and subscribe to this video if you like this stuff. And if you wouldn't mind, you can support me at Patreon.com/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It's $5, but I'm going to move it to $1 because, like, I believe if, like, 1,000 people give you $1 or 300 or whatever, like, that's better. That's great. Like, I'm literally, you know, anything will help. It's just, you know, just a thanks, really. Just, oh, yeah, here's $1. You know, it helps. All right, guys, so I'm out. I'll see you next time.